Welcome to Transition State.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
And we are back. You're listening to Transition State on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, as always, Adam. And with me, as for the first time, are super cool girly girls, Jen June and Anna Judson.
Hello.
Welcome, girls. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So just a little background for people who might be tuning in for the first time. Mm-hmm. This is the show dedicated to pharmacy, bringing pharmaceutical scientific awareness to the community,
right,
and bringing maybe a hint of clued inness to the pharmacy community.
Okay.
So we are all in the same class. We're all third year students.
Mm-hmm. Best class.
We've been through a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, do you guys feel smart?
No.
Soon?
Feel smarter. Smarter than when I started.
Definitely.
Okay.
Not smart enough.
Okay.
There's a long way to go still.
I asked because, you know, I have the CAPS oral exam tomorrow. It's a big exam. And I feel, like, really smart. Being prepared for that exam.
Okay.
He's like,
there's
you're
no
smart.
Way to be prepared for that exam.
Right?
It's impossible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, okay. Let's back up a bit.
I'm not there with you. Okay.
What first got you guys interested in pharmacy?
That's a good question.
Okay. Do you want to go?
Sure. Well, I think I've always wanted to do something, as cheesy as it sounds, where I want to help people.
Bleh. Okay.
And in grade 12, my friend's mom, who's a hospital pharmacist, actually took me on a rotation with her. So I got to see what she did, and I absolutely loved it. So I've kind of just been pharmacy bound ever since then.
For me, it was, so I did a degree in animal biology, and I wanted to be a marine biologist. Until I realized I don't like enough to
you
pursue
don't like
it.
Animals.
So then I was like, what can I do with a degree in animal biology? And then there's not much you can do with it. So, and my grandpa is a pharmacist, retired pharmacist, and he's like, oh, I had a good, you know, satisfying career. Why don't you have a, you know, look into it? And I did, and I applied. and I got in.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, that's pretty good. Do you have like a final goal in pharmacy? Do you know where you want to end up?
Right now, I really want to get into hospital pharmacy, but I know how competitive it is and how smart everyone in pharmacy is, so I got my work cut out for me for sure.
Same for me, hospital pharmacy, but, you know, I also wanted to, want to look into, going into joining the army. That's a tough one, but I don't know, there are a lot of options available for us, and I think that's one of the exciting things about pharmacy, so... You know, but...
Yeah, that's interesting. I thought a lot long and hard about the military option, too.
You did!
Yeah. The only thing that was a real deal breaker for me was that you don't get to decide where you are.
Oh.
You have to go wherever they say. They could easily say Petawawa.
Right.
You could be up north. And, I've already spent a lot of time abroad.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not sure of many things, but I know I don't want to be alone in the middle of nowhere anymore.
Okay.
That's for sure.
No, fair enough.
But, yeah, a lot of good... benefits to that. Okay. We're going to hear some more music?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to hear some music that you guys want to play. I'm really interested to hear that. But it's my show. So we're going to start with some...
Who's the boss?
One of my favorite bands from old school girl power, the Go-Go's. Do you guys know about the Go-Go's?
No.
Not too much about them. I just know a fun fact about their song, Our Lips Are Sealed. A lot of people originally thought the lyrics were Alice the Seal. I mean, it shattered a lot of universes way back when.
Okay, good to know. Well, we are going to hear You Can't Walk in Your Sleep If You Can't Sleep. And I'd like everybody to pay attention to the lyrics because I'm trying to figure out what this song is about. I'm not sure if it's about insomnia because we study insomnia.
Yeah.
I'm honestly not sure if that's what it's about. So give me a second and try and get it right at the right spot in the right groove on the record. But this is the Go-Go's with You Can't Walk in Your Sleep If You Can't Sleep.
Last night you slept in fancy smack. crying if we ended up with matching socks and shoes, that would be fine. And yes, I do sing One Hit Wonders in the hallways. Don't you understand? When they paint the doors gray, 80s hits bring back the color. And I could change, but I'm too tired, and I'm just not feeling inspired, and I'm sorry. I have that girl from English class. She's good at sports, she'll make you laugh. Way before you say goodbye, would you let me apologize? Sorry that my voice is sometimes high-pitched. Things out like I'm some sort of mime. Yes, I think that ghosts exist and haunted houses make me wish that I was somewhere else, like in the 50s, and that you were with me. And yes, I am a little lazy, and J.K. Rowling does amaze me. Read those books till I went crazy, and you can laugh, but it won't faze.
And we are back. You just heard Is It Too Late to Apologize by the O'Wells. And before that, we heard the Go-Go's with You Can't Walk in Your Sleep If You Can't Sleep. How'd you like that, girls?
I loved it.
It was pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome?
Yeah.
Retro, but good?
Yeah.
Very good.
I love 80s music.
Okay. Did it inspire you to start a band?
No.
You know, do you ever think about starting a band?
No.
I have no musical talent.
But when I hear music like that, like, it sounds so simple. It's just a simple drum beat and then a simple bass and then a simple...
I would love to be a part of a band if I had any talent.
I barely played clarinet in high school.
I play baritone.
Musically talented as I am. Baritone?
Nice. Yeah. First of all, clarinet's awesome. So is baritone. Yeah. So, come on.
Let's start a woodwind band. Yes.
Okay. And tell me about the O'Wells. How did you get into them?
Well, one of my friends actually played drums for them briefly.
Really?
And they're a band from White Rock, so very local. And I just really like that song because she's kind of apologizing for things she really shouldn't apologize for. She's apologizing for being herself. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of hear it as being sarcastic, yeah. Right? Like, I'm sorry I like to eat Fruit Loops in the morning, right? Like, just...
deal with it.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. And then kind of at the end, she's like, I could change, but I'm too tired, so really she doesn't care.
I can change for you.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so. It's got a good message.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like power. The ukulele in it. Everything about it is great.
Yeah.
And who are they? The album cover had two women.
Yeah, so there's two girls and then a guy that plays drums, a guy that plays bass. I don't know them personally.
That's okay. That's okay. And they're from?
White Rock.
You said that. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Local.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, can I ask you a question about girl power?
Sure.
Okay. Me. True or false? Okay. Girls are better than boys.
True.
Absolutely
true.
Okay, what context are you putting this into?
In every context.
If you say like the 100-meter dash, I'm probably going to say boys.
No, overall. Obviously, each one will have its own, like, okay, girls are better at this, guys are better at this, but right. Overall.
Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I think I agree with that. Ooh. I think. Do you ever think of like what the optimal ratio for like society would be? Because physiologically, it just goes 50-50, and there tends to be around as many boys as girls. But, you know, sociologically, do you think that's optimal? Do you think, would you change that if you could, like, not, like, say 90% one gender?
No.
90% one gender?
I think, like, yeah, 9 to 1 girls would be ideal.
For you. You're
the one. So do you feel like the opposite? Like, oh, if only it was 9 to 1 guys?
That seems like a nightmare. For me, it's like 40-60.
Yeah.
40 girls, 60 boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, for you, pharmacy is ideal because it's like 70 girls and 30 boys.
And pharmacy works. They're going places. They're changing. Mm-hmm. They're receptive. They're not about keeping people down.
Right.
I even think probably more and we'd be doing better. Think of the leaders we have, Mary Ansem.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
An amazing woman.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So do you stand by that? 60% girls?
I like
60%
no,
guys.
Yeah.
So, 60% guys?
Yeah.
No, I think 60% girls.
Okay, let me ask you, Jen. The reality is it's about 50-50, and
right.
You're saying we need more guys. And my question is,
okay,
why?
Okay, see, like, I'm okay, I don't know.
To fight with each other?
No, it's exactly. It depends on how you approach it.
Okay.
Right?
Oh.
How are you approaching it?
Yeah,
so
you're
in
thinking,
terms of
okay.
girl power, I'm all for 60 girls, 40 boys.
Okay.
But, you know.
Do I go
give
on?
You some options. Give you some options here. Okay, okay. I appreciate the honesty, girls. Okay, we're going to hear another song that you want. Do you want to set this up? This is Sleater-Kinney.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Sleater-Kinney live?
No. I've always wanted to. A woman in the band, her name is Carrie Brownstein. She's a creator, writer, and actor in one of my favorite shows called Portlandia. So I recently just started listening to her band, Sleater-Kinney, and I just kind of picked this song.
Okay. I have seen Sleater-Kinney in Calgary back in the day.
Oh, really?
One of my really good girlfriends was like, we're all going to this show, even though you don't know who this is. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was just her, like, sort of, like, rapping, like,
mm-hmm.
jamming with
oh.
a guy on bass and, like, a guy on a drum, like, a really small, like, jazz set almost.
Yeah, three of them.
And her on the mic, she was all over, like, the bar, like, up on the...
That's intense.
tables. It was really good. So we're going to hear number one must have.
Sure.
On CITR 101.9. Thank you. And we are back. That was Slater Kinney on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You're listening to Transition State. This is Adam with Jen and Anna. Hey, girls.
Hello.
Can I ask you, what did you think of that Slater Kinney?
Yeah. I liked it.
Did you?
What
did you like about it?
I'm just kidding. Okay.
Pretty rocking.
I like the beat.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. That's very refined. I want to ask you guys, because for me, music is sort of something that cuts right to like my heart and soul.
Right.
So, do you have any songs like that like are your favorite? Like, what song like just really gets you, or an artist, or?
I can talk about that, but people are gonna judge me.
Doesn't matter.
Is it the Lion King soundtrack?
No.
I say let's just be honest.
Backstreet Boys.
What yeah. song in particular?
Well, I like all of their songs, but like it's called "Lifting Me Up." So that I listen to that when I'm down.
That's amazing. That's the power of music. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I know sometimes people who listen to a lot of music get esoteric and they get all like self-important and they make people who are into pop music feel really bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's the same thing. It's the power of music, right? Mm-hmm, whatever sure. you're exposed to. Okay. Do you guys have any more music that you want to hear right now? Play for our listeners?
Well, I think we should play a hit song.
There is one elephant in the room that we haven't addressed yet, and that is Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm. Britney
so
Spears.
I don't mean any offense. I realize I was sort of being offensive when I was sort of dissing people who listen to Britney Spears.
Yeah, that's
yes, you are.
To me, Britney Spears sort of embodies like a genre should. Of music that's, like I said, it does sound good, and it's poppy and catchy, and I get that. But it's also empty and hollow. I question, like, does she write those songs? I often think, like, she's not writing this.
Yeah, I mean,
she just comes in and records it.
Yeah,
probably.
That's
other
exactly
people
what
produce
happens.
It. Does she have that love that I'm talking about? I listen for it and I can't hear it.
See, yeah. I'm not so sure about that.
No, I totally
yeah.
agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, you shouldn't discriminate against anybody.
That's
you don't
true.
Know what
okay.
she's gone through.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. I'll give you
she's
that.
She's a strong woman.
Fittingly, she's stronger than yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Stronger. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to hear Stronger by Britney Spears. I'm about to get educated. Hopefully this works. CITR 101.9 FM. We Are Back Stronger Than Ever. That was Stronger by Britney Spears on Independent Student Radio. Thank you, girls. That was educational for me.
Yeah?
What did you learn?
Yeah.
I get that, I sort of get, I think, more why that music would appeal to people. It's got a nice, strong message. It's like, you're listening to your iPod, message. You're like, I'm stronger.
Exactly.
What do you want from me?
Girl power.
My way.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Exactly. Things have to get better here, people.
Yeah. I'm not going to settle.
Okay, just let me ask you one question then. So, I guess it's no surprise that I wouldn't identify with a message like that.
Okay.
I'm sort of not the right age target. I'm not the right sort of target audience.
Right.
To me, I often interpret music like that as maybe not so much helping that target as sort of like manipulating that target into buying albums, playing on like girls' sort of emotions and using that to cash in. And do you ever think about stuff like that or?
No.
It's just all about the music.
I agree with that. I think a lot of those pop stars that appeal to like the general public or and that target adolescent age group, they're very
they emotionally can be unstable.
I wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna say they're easily manipulated, right? Mm-hmm. You just appeal to what they're all gonna
want to hear. I think so.
Well, I mean, there's everybody who's a young child like is impressionable. You can't defend yourself,
impressionable,
right?
Impressionable, that was the word I was looking for. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure, like, for me, the Go-Go's will always have a special place in my heart, and that was the music I was listening to when I was, like, 7 years old.
Right.
I was like, this will forever be good. Okay. More music?
Sure.
What more than anything, if you could hear any song in the world right now to broadcast to the planet, what would you want to hear?
How about Raw Sugar by Metric?
Okay. Now, we're still dealing with something that's a little bit after my time, so you're going to have to inform me here.
Well,
Metric
is
a Canadian band?
Yeah, they're from Ontario.
Where in Ontario?
I have no idea.
That's okay. I'll ask you pretty much what you're saying. Okay. And Raw Sugar? Why are we listening to Raw Sugar?
I heard UBC Acapella sing this song either last year or 2 years ago, and I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Special shout out to UBC Acapella.
Yeah.
That's what Robin is in?
Yeah.
And Stephanie too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Represent Pharmacy, singing it
incredibly
up.
Incredibly talented group.
Next Sunday.
They have a show on Sunday.
Yeah, Game of Tones.
Game of Tones, good title.
I love puns.
When is it? 8 p.m.?
I think
Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. On Sunday.
And where?
Here.
Yeah, in the, Norm Theater.
Norm Theater.
Yeah.
Okay, get your tickets while they're still available, because that's going to be a
record. They're sold out, they have some will call ones, so get there early. But don't get there early, because I want to get one.
Yeah.
Not too early.
Not too early.
Okay, that'll be a rocket show. But for now, here's Metric, Raw Sugar, CITR 101.9.
So I wonder why no one said a word. Don't you like it on the slide? Don't you like it till it hurts? Have I been on your mind? What's a voice without a sound? Something in your head you've been fighting all along. Summer never comes.
dress, paint my toes and twirl. Take it back to old times when I was still a girl. 'Cause now I'm a baboon, boys. Coochie, coochie, coo. Sort of wonder why I missed a kiss for you. 'Cause summer never comes.
And we are back. That was Pussy Riot with Punk Prayer on CITR 101.9. And before that, we heard Metric from the album Grow Up and Blow Away. That was Raw Sugar. Mm. Pretty good music, girls. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask you what you thought of that Pussy Riot?
Aggressive.
Yeah. Aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any opinion on Pussy Riot Band? Do you know the story?
I don't know the story.
I spend like 99% of my time alone studying pharmaceutical chemical structures, so I'm not sure I'm gonna do this the best, but certainly I know they were arrested and imprisoned for at least a time a few years ago. They could be out now or not. I really haven't done my research on this.
I think
Russia is sort of becoming an oppressed place, mm-hmm, and they think they were speaking out against that, and they've gained a lot of traction internationally. They had sort of a good— did you guys get involved? Were you like listening when that was on the news?
I think I checked them out, and then I stopped.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I know for me, the reason, my defense for being so ignorant on that is that I sort of, I've liked punk music for a long time, but I get turned off pretty easily by sort of the spectacle of it.
Right.
Honestly, I just like music like that. That music is so raw and so like remember I asked you if you wanted to start a band and you said, oh, I don't have talent. Like, they don't care. Yeah. They do not care. They're not gonna let that stop them.
Yeah.
Right? And I love that. I'm not sure, I can't really understand the lyrics because it's in Russian, but they have like the face masks on, mm-hmm, and they're just ripping it so hard that I think I do understand. So that's my defense, is I just stick to the music. Okay, we're gonna hear some more progressive. This is some who are you gonna listen to right now, Jen?
It's Kappa Chow.
Kappa Chow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a fraternity for pharmacy.
Except, like, Asian.
Okay.
Kappa Chow. But they're not Asian.
It's always fun to judge a band by their title and cover. And whoa. We were hearing it without authorization. What track are we going to hear?
I was thinking Bang Bang.
Bang Bang?
Yeah. It's number 7.
It has swearing in it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, parental advisory.
Yeah, let's watch out.
Put out a warning.
Oh, okay. Hold off. We're going to play the song in 1 second, but I want to ask you, are you allowed to say bitches in pharmacy?
In what?
Like context? In the building?
In any context. Like, I know in student radio, we have drawn a line in the sand, and swearing is on the one side, and you're allowed to say bitches.
Right. Okay.
But in pharmacy, are you allowed to say bitches?
Well, I can say within, like, our friend circle, but...
I have said it.
But no, like, professionally.
Professionally, I would say counseling. No.
You have to be careful about what you say.
Yeah, I would absolutely never counsel a patient.
Say okay. Bitches.
Well, fair enough. People come to the pharmacy, they're sick, they don't want to hear language like that.
Absolutely.
No. Professionalism. Okay.
Exactly. So, warning to the pharmaceutical community, parental advisory, there are swear words coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Kappa chow.
Kappa chow.
Yeah.
And we are back. Girls, how did you like that music?
It's interesting.
Very interesting. Very different.
Did you like anything about it?
I like the title of the first song.
Which was?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
80s reference?
Yeah.
And then that second song, that was two songs for all our listeners at home. And the second song had the Rockwell reference.
It sure did.
Somebody's watching me.
Mm-hmm.
There was some throwback in there.
It's Thursday, so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it all fits.
It all fits.
All right. Well, for those of you at home who are just tuning in, you're listening to Transition State. This is the show by pharmacy students for not just pharmacy students, for everybody. with me is Supergirls Jen and Anna.
Hi.
Do you guys feel like talking about some pharmaceutical science?
Sure.
So let me introduce you a bit. So Anna, your coolness knows no bounds. I feel like no introduction is needed. But Jen... You are sort of the editor in chief of the Pharmaceutical Sciences Students Journal.
Yes.
And you're also the president of the Undergrad Society?
No. I'm the president of ROKAI.
And what's ROKAI? Undergrad Society. Sorry, Honor Society. Honor Society.
Yeah.
So basically, you're the smartest undergrad in school.
Absolutely not true.
Okay.
You were elected the smartest person.
Yeah.
But you have to be pretty smart to get into ROKAI in the first place, let alone lead them.
Exactly.
Mary Ansom, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Okay. So then my question is, with all that, do you ever feel like any pressure?
Are these trick questions?
Do you feel like pressure to like live up to
absolutely.
Being the smartest person around?
I don't feel the pressure to be the smartest person because, you know, I'm not the president because I am the smartest. I'm definitely not the smartest. But certainly, you know, people always talk about ROKAI to me, and I feel like there's they put me on some kind of, you know, they have like high expectations, of me. So sometimes I do feel that pressure. And also, like, Renee was the president before me. She is a superhuman.
Yeah.
I know.
So, like, it's really, you know, there is that pressure.
Hard to follow someone.
Very hard to follow. Yeah. Big shoe to fill.
That's a lot. Yeah, it is a very big shoe to fill. So, okay. Was there an answer in there? You sort of said yes and no?
I said yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You feel the pressure. Okay.
I do feel the pressure.
Anna, do you ever feel any pressure?
No.
To succeed or anything?
To succeed, yeah. Well, definitely, like, wanting to apply for residency, there's a lot of pressure in that, and just, it's hard to get out there and get known, I guess, when there's so much talent around. Make yourself stand out, you know?
Do you feel any responsibility to be, like, a role model for young girls?
Sure. Well, I guess it's everyone's responsibility to try and be a role model to someone else.
Yeah. Okay, Jen, you're nodding.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Okay. You know, if anyone needs help or advice, I'd love to.
Well, that's what I love about the pharmacy community. Everyone's willing to help anyone, sort of thing. It's a really, really good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm curious, have you ever perceived any sort of gender disequality or sexism in the pharmaceutical community?
I wouldn't say sexism, but I noticed that a lot of leaders in pharmacy are male, at least in the student body.
I think, yeah.
That's what I've noticed. And especially, like, our class, we have very strong male leaders. I think the class above had strong female leaders, but that's what I noticed. Like, generally speaking, there are a lot more male leaders.
I don't think that comes down to gender inequality.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Those are just the people who are in our classes, who are around, are just stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good to hear. That's good to know. I know that the face of pharmacy tends to be like a very white, and I don't mean like a white skin, but like white, like a person with white teeth, a bleached out picture, wearing a white coat, like it's a white older man.
Right.
And I'm always curious, like I don't get a lot of like oppression from the community. They seem like open-minded people who really aren't about bringing anybody down.
Right.
And I wonder if they're aware of like this face they're presenting.
Right. That's interesting. Yeah.
And all the pills, all the bottles, like in pharmacy, like, they like it white. If you're making up a cream, they don't want it to be brown. They want it to be nice and white. It's bias. Okay. All right, let's hear some more music. What do you want to hear now, Anna?
How about some Dan Mangan? He's from Vancouver, so
okay.
More local music. And one of my favorite songs by him is called Some People.
Okay. Here it is for your listening pleasure.
Oh, and on the screen my love and trust is making out with other guys. And I drank not enough to make me drunk and just enough to make me tired. And it's too easy to be awful to the ones you need the most. So in the end, all I hope is that they know. Ask the bottom from the top, and they will tell you that it's lonely too. So find a gun and spin the wheel and try to figure out which guide you'll choose. It's too easy to be angry at the ones that you don't know. So don't ask questions, don't ask directions, just go. Your wife, just don't forget to shut the blinds. If you can keep your neighbors in the dark, then surely God can close her eyes. It's too easy to be righteous when you eat. but you've been fed. Some people don't question what they've read. Some people should. Some people. Some people. So what do you do?
To welcome each and every one of you to the final of the 422nd Quidditch World Cup. Let the match begin!
That's right, UBC has a Quidditch team and we're the fastest ones yet. Come join us at practice every Thursday at 5 and Sunday at 12 to show us your house pride. You can also get on our level with our Quidditch swag. We have bro tanks, t-shirts and sunglasses, all which go towards getting us to the World Cup. Not sure where to find the snitch? Well, like us on Facebook or check out our website at ubcquidditch.com and we'll be more helpful than you'll remember all. And remember, we want a nice clean game from all of you.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the University's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
And we are back. Hello, listeners. You just heard some PSAs, and now you're going to hear some pharmacy talk for 5 more minutes.
Okay.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to anybody out there? Any shout-outs?
No.
No friends, no family.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hello.
I have a mom.
I also have a mom.
Word to your mothers.
Okay. Say hi to your mom in Korean.
No.
Annyeong.
Annyeong.
Very good, very good. Well, I want to say thanks a lot for being here with us this week. I think you guys brought a lot of coolness to the show.
Well, we're very happy to be here.
There's no way we can supersede your coolness.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, Adam, you're a nerd.
Okay, I'll take that. Thank you. Okay, I'm bringing back nerd. Is nerd like a compliment now?
Oh, I think so.
Awesome.
You're a nerd.
Yes, all these years of hard work. Okay. Well, I think we have time for one more song. What would you like to hear?
How about a Mother Mother song, another Vancouver band, 100% my favorite band.
And really?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Let's listen to the song Body, because there's so many rhymes for different body parts, and it's awesome.
Okay, so that's Transition State for this week, radio fans. Stay tuned for Dunkin's Donuts coming up next. We're going to leave you with Mother Mother, and until next week. Oh, actually, I'm taking 2 weeks off. I have exams. We actually have an exam next Thursday.
Yes, we do.
And so I'll be back at the end of April for more pharmaceutical awareness. Until then, stay pharmaceutically sound and keep on rocking in a free world. Thank you.